Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday. Boom.
Boom. As Tom Hanks said, there's no crying in baseball. AJ Hinch would say, but there is cheating in baseball. Wow, big news. The Houston Astros fire AJ Hinch and manager Jeff Lanau. The Red Sox let go Alex Cora. Carlos Beltran resigns from the Mets. And all three were a part of the Houston Astros organization in 2017 when they won the World Series, 2018 when they went very far for cheating allegations and coming up with a scheme to steal pitches with technology.
You can't deem it technology. Ultimately, they're banging on a garbage can. So I don't know how much technology that takes, but certainly the Apple Watch, or let's call this the fallout, right? The fallout from something like this happening. You've seen the dominoes go. I wouldn't be surprised based on who this greatly affected, and that's LA fans, Dodgers fans, and Yankees fans, if all four of those people are end up in witness protection program, one. And then, you know, if you're an Astros fan, you might as well burn your hat just to make sure you're not wearing it in New York or LA in the next 50 years. I can see the title on the post now, man found struck by subway. You know, 1 mile back, there was an Astros hat laying on the tracks. So the fallout here for me is really, you know, it's not just, you know, it's who do these people affect greatly? And it's the teams like the Yankees, like the Dodgers. Not only that, I was thinking about this, but what about people in Vegas? You know, the people that put down money, that one guy that owns the furniture store, did he know something? This guy that the furniture store owner in Houston that said, you know, went and put down a bet and said, I'll give away free couches. Did he know?
He was in on it.
I mean, this is true CSI. And what's odd to me is it happens in a sport where there's the quote unquote, the unwritten rules.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure one of the unwritten rules is do not use technology to throw pitches, throw games. Or not necessarily throw games, but you use an Apple iWatch in a garbage can to alert your batters of what pitch is coming.
Yeah, so supposedly they had a camera in the center field that would stream in and pick up the catcher's signs. It would relay right to the video room that they conveniently designed and put right by the dugout, and then they had people banging on trash cans. If you banged on the trash can, I believe that was an off-speed pitch. If there was no noise, it was a fastball. And if you talk to other major league players, which we have not, so we'll only read about their tweets, is they said it was weird that they would lay off great pitches. Like Trevor Bauer from the Indians commented. Mike Fears from the Tigers commented. It was unbelievable how the Astros would just always hit great pitches and always score big runs in Houston. And it not only impacts the teams, but individuals. Like, what about the players who are having great years getting contracts? Or on the flip side of it, like the legacy of Yu Darvish and Kershaw. Everyone talks about Kershaw can't pitch in the World Series. Well, he can't pitch when they know what pitches are coming.
Exactly, right? And I made a note, like, as a pitcher specifically, you have two great variables you have, which is an advantage for you over the batter. And that's location as well as pitch, mm-hmm. right? if you take one of those away from me, the probability of the batter getting a hit goes up greatly. And you're right. This is the fallout isn't just the people that we mentioned and the fans of New York and LA. You're right. The contracts that guys, who knows, right? After this, if you take this away, is George Springer such a great player that he just re-upped in arbitration, right? If you're, and we talked about this going back to when we talked about comps and negotiation, right? Hey, in the postseason, when it matters, right? Look what I did. But you also did that knowing the pitches that were coming. Do you go back? Do you strip money away from him saying that that was, you know, that was jaded, or I guess jaded isn't the right term, but that was
tainted.
You're right.
Like I said this a couple weeks ago when Trout won the MVP, missed the last 3 weeks. A lot of people are like, oh, maybe Alex Bregman are going to win it. I think the media writers, Bregman deserved to win it. I'm not going to say if he was in on it or not, but I think the writers knew something was coming and they just decided not to vote for Bregman. And that's why Trout got it. So I think it hurt Bregman in this case, just the allegations, the cloud hanging around the Astros organization.
Some have talked about this as being somewhat like the steroid era, right? Yeah. So you as a player, if you knew this was going on, and let's assume, now some have said the owner of the Astros didn't know it was going on. I don't think that's the case. I think if you're a decent owner, you know what's going on around the dugout. But you as a player that engaged in this, if you beat the garbage can at least once, you're held liable, right? Culpable to what took place. Here's an interesting stat. So I did some research. Evan Gattis, who, for those that don't watch the Astros or don't know who Evan Gattis is, the guy that wears no gloves, he's a feast or famine, right? Bearded guy.
He looks like a WWE wrestler.
He does. Evan Gattis is the ultimate. You love to watch him, but you also hate to watch him because it's either a home run or a train wreck. He looks horrible, absolutely horrible with off-speed pitches. And I did a bit of research here. Evan Gattis in 15 World Series plate appearances. Now, plate appearances are just that, plate appearance. They aren't an at-bat until you put the ball in play. So things like sacrifices and walks do not account towards at-bats, right? But in 15 plate appearances in the World Series, the 2017 against the Dodgers, he walked five times.
Wow.
So that tells me every time he knew it was an off-speed pitch, rather than take an attempt and look like an idiot, which he had over the course of his career, he laid off it, right? If you look at the regular season, in 325 plate appearances, he only walked 18 times.
And I bet all 18 were home games too.
Exactly. Right? So right there, and then so if you drug that over the World Series, that means he would have walked 33 times, roughly, in 100 plate appearances. That's distinctly different from what you saw in the World Series or postseason, right? And so that's a true, and you got to imagine only four of those were home games. But if you probably look back, I bet you, to your point, that all four of those were at home. The same season, Gattis struck out every sixth at bat.
Yeah.
So he had roughly 300 plate appearances. And he struck out roughly 60 times. So for every sixth time he got up, he was striking out. Guess how many times he struck out in that World Series? None. Zero. Zilch. Case closed. Cheaters.
He better have tipped that clubhouse attendant who's banging on that garbage can.
And I wouldn't be surprised if all those walks came at home. Right. And so the fallout here, people talk about analytics, and Houston has always been thought of as the bleeding edge when it comes to analytics. People, you know, there was the Sports Illustrated cover where, you know, I think it was 10 years back and they predicted, or it wasn't a prediction per se, but they said Houston's doing some things different and we believe that this will get them to World Series champions by, I think it was 2016, 2017, somewhere in there. They took it a little too far in this case. Not just a little too far, but you're right. They tainted the game.
Well, it's one thing to steal signs with your eyes or observing in real time, but installing technology is where you cross the line. And Pete Rose has had some comments as well. You know, Pete Rose is like, I bet on my team. I didn't cheat. And none of the individual players have been penalized. It's only been the manager and the GMs. Like, the players are getting away scot-free. And someone said, if you ask these players or the managers or even the general manager if they do it again, probably yes. They won a World Series. They've gotten better contracts.
I know it doesn't – you're right. I think a lot of people right now are determining, does the punishment fit the crime? And I don't believe it does at all in this case. I think your point to what Rose said is, he said, I believe my team was going to win the game. I bet on my team. I believed in my team. How is that wrong? Here you have a team that took advantage of technology, severely tainted the game, took away any variables that the pitcher may have, any advantage, and they exposed it. I mean, that to me is you know, I can't think of an equivalent of across other sports, but the closest thing I can think of is.
Well, it's like the Patriots filming like practice or whatever they did a couple years back.
I think it's even I think that's less severe. I mean, I don't fault the team preparing, right? And that's what you're taught to do as a good player. Watch film, understand what a pitcher may throw, understand circumstances. 3-2, what's the probability of this pitch? That is due to study and things that are available to you in film in the right course of action, right? They play, I can go. Here, you're simply exposing something where you're taking it real time, and there's a distinct advantage. Any team could do that, right? I could go watch a pitcher, right? It's live, it's public, and understand my advantage or what he may throw. Yeah. I am not in any way taking advantage of stuff that's real time to me, right? Historical evidence versus real time, right? That's the difference here. And I agree with you. I don't think the punishment fit the crime. I think players, personal players that took part in this should be punished as well.
I agree. Should we wrap this bad boy up?
I'm trying to think if I have any other Gattis stats. I don't. So yes, we can.
All right, WSD Podcast, we're everywhere. You get your podcast, iHeart, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, tune in. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at WSD_podcast. Tweet at us, get at us. Let us know what you think of West Coast sports and our West Coast takes. I'm Kay Nguyen.
And I officially, the Strohs will no longer be covered by us. It's a foul word, four-letter word here on WSD.
That right there is a severe penalty for the Strohs.
Yeah.
No more WST coverage. And we're out. Boom.